Hello everyone, hope you all are doing fantastic, and welcome back to another episode of Become Your Best. This is Alex Savvy, your personal life coach, and I'm so excited to share with you what today's topic is going to be about. As you can already tell from the title, The Benefits of Hitting the Gym, we are all going to be talking about exercise and how it benefits our life tremendously. It literally has a major positive impact on our daily lives. I'm so excited to share with you, and this episode is worth listening to. Let's dive right in. Exercise is not just about aerobic capacity and how big your muscles are. Sure, yeah, exercise can improve your physical health. That's not usually what motivates people to stay active. So let's find out together, what is the secret about exercise and what does it do to us? That once you start, it becomes really hard to stop. People who exercise regularly do so because it gives them an enormous sense of well-being. When you exercise, you feel more energetic throughout your entire day, you sleep better at night, it even gives you a sharper memory, and you feel more relaxed and positive about yourself and your entire life. I'll tell you a personal story about myself. Not too long ago, I was just like most of the people who go out their day, do their stuff, you know, where we have busy lives. It's not so, we don't have so much free time to go and start hitting up the gym, doing those weights. It takes, you know, sometimes we're zonked after a full day. You want me to go to the gym or you want me to wake up early to go to the gym? It's hard. But recently, I took on that as a task. And I am telling you personally, I've seen major results. It literally changes your day for the better. And for all the sciencey people out there, why does it feel so much better? Why does your life improve so much more when you exercise? The reason is because when you exercise, your body releases endorphins. That's endorphins are powerful chemicals in your brain that energize your spirits and makes you feel better, makes you feel good. Exercise can also serve as a distraction, allowing you to find some quiet time to break out of your cycle of negative thoughts that feed our bad moods. So exercise is scientifically proven over and over and over again to have a massive positive impact on our moods. Feeling unmotivated, exercise helps you for that, and stress, and so much more. A very common issue that a lot of us human beings have is that we feel down about ourselves, and we feel down about ourselves. We have a low self-esteem, and a big tip for that is working out. It's proven scientifically, I can testify to that myself, when you work out, it improves your self-esteem. Because working out regularly is a big investment in your mind, your body, and your soul. And when you make it a habit, it creates a self-worth in you, and it makes you feel strong and powerful. You'll feel better about your appearance, building your muscle, losing that weight, and by meeting even small goals. Every day you set yourself a little bit of a goal, something that's achievable, you'll feel a sense of achievement. And something that we all know from experience is that when we achieve our goals that we have for ourselves, we feel a sense of accomplishment. When we feel accomplished, we feel good about ourselves. And when we feel good about ourselves, we don't let anything get to us because we feel good about ourselves. And that helps us have a way better outlook on life, feel better about ourselves, and nothing out there can get to us when we feel great. So now that we have a full understanding of the benefits of working out, and not just the physical health aspect, but the major positives it has on our mental health, let's look at some pitfalls we might have when trying to implement exercise into our lives. So there are a few things that could hold someone back, but the most common ones are sometimes we get so inspired that we take on such a big chunk and we take that upon ourselves, but that's too difficult for us to maintain. And as soon as we start and it becomes too much, and then we stop. So the key is start small. Just like anything, you want to start small, set a few minutes a day, 5 to 10 minutes of just some exercise, whether you're weightlifting, you're running on a treadmill, you're running outside, you're going for a swim, you're playing a sport, whatever it is. Keep it small, simple, and achievable. Another thing that discourages a lot of people from pursuing a daily exercise is the fact that they feel, me? I'm way too out of shape. I can't exercise. Let me tell you a little secret. Even if you've never exercised a day before in your life, there's always going to be a way for you to comfortably start getting active. Start slow and easy. There's a million activities you could be doing. Swimming, taking a walk, running, weightlifting, hitting up a gym. Take a search on Google. I guarantee you, you'll find something that feels right for you. So as your new life coach, what I want to do is I want you to pick a day and pick a time. And this should be something that's routine. Let's say it's once a week, once every other day, or if you're feeling really up to it and you think you could really do it, once every single day. For a few minutes, between 5 and 20 minutes, you're going to work out. Do something small, something easy, something attainable, and watch those results. I guarantee you, you'll come back to me telling me, wow, that the exercise changed your life for the better. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I know it's definitely going to help you put it to good use, and have an amazing day. I'm so excited to see you in the next episode. And to keep staying motivated and inspired, go check out our Instagram, becomeyourbestself.com/AlexAvi. Follow me, go check out all those posts, and stay up to date. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening.